Last week, I took a trip into the Sicklinghall countryside to meet the team at Hairsign Bespoke, a creative joinery service that will create furniture and solutions to give your home a totally unique look and feel. The process that Hairsign go through to create your dream designs is so innovative that I had to check it out for myself. So I met James Hairsign, the director, who told me about what they do.
We are a construction background, but we've gone into bespoke joinery, and we can really create anything that someone desires, really. Very, very unique in the way that we can adapt to any material and just work with the client on achieving what they really want.
So if you've got a space in your home and you've thought, oh, do you know what, I want to make this something special, something unique to me, I want to include some functional features, things, you know, bookcases or whatever it is you need to include in your space, but do it in a really unique way. And what you do here, you kind of bring the outside inside, don't you?
Yeah, we bring the outside inside from the woodland, and the actual journey from the customer coming into the woodland and choosing their own tree is very, very unique. And then to end up as your kitchen table or a piece of furniture that you sit on, or, you know, a bench or whatever. There's no set thing that what we do from modern to fitted wardrobes to bespoke kitchens to we do new builds, gardens, inspirational gardens, and things that really people shy away from because they're too hard. That's what we like. We like a challenge.
You like a challenge. You're not scared by anything, are you?
Not scared by anything.
In your brochure that we've just been having a flick through before we started talking, you've got everything from spas to children's tree houses inside, all sorts of amazing, wonderful things.
Yeah, and that's what we love. We love our job. Everybody who works for me, together we're a good team. And we all bounce off each other.
It sounds to me like, if you're the type of person, you're listening to this and you think, I've got an idea, but I've got no idea how to make it happen, that's the kind of customer you want, isn't it?
That's exactly the people we want, is that when you've got something in your head and you think, who do I get to do this? We're the people really to come to. And it's trying to get what is in people's minds onto reality of what we can do.
You don't really think of trades being like an art, but this kind of takes trade, craft and art and kind of fuses it together, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, we are from a construction background, like I've said before, but turned into very creative builders. Just fantastic what we do. Just the quality and the experience that people have coming into the woodlands and seeing how sustainable we are about how we run the business. It's really important to us that that's what we do.
And you can tell from the furniture that you've got around in the office, the mirrors, the lamps and that sort of thing, which I'm imagining have been made by the team here.
Yeah, all made by us, and every piece is unique because no tree is the same.
It's interesting stuff, but there's something really unique that Hairsign offer. And James had a suggestion for me.
So the only way really to understand exactly what we do with that side of the business, you know, the rustic range, is to actually come into the woodlands and just come and see what it's all about in the woodland.
So we headed into the truck that was waiting outside and into the woods of the estate on which Hairsign is based. As we travelled, James began to tell us about what makes their process so sustainable.
What we actually do is we alternate the woods. So we go in one year, fell this area, and then we replant, and then we go do another area, and then you come back round to that in a couple of years' time.
Right, OK.
And it kind of regenerates itself. But yeah, what we do, selective felling, it actually allows light into the wood and is healthy for the wood.
Eventually, we arrived in a clearing towards the back of the woods.
So basically, this is the last bit of woodland that we've just felled, and this is called clear felling. And what we actually do is we've utilised all the best bits of timber for furniture making and milling, and then the next grade down that we can't really make anything from goes into logs, so we sell the logs. And then what you see here is the grade that's not really good enough for logs, really, so we actually turn it into charcoal. It's quite a traditional way of doing it, where quite labour intense, you've got to stay overnight and for a couple of days, so everything doesn't go to waste. So obviously turn that into charcoal, so we make the charcoal from the woodland, and then all the brash that really we can't do anything with, that's stacked for the tractor and trailer to come with the shredder, and they actually shred all that and turn it into wood chip that goes into our hopper in the workshop that heats all the farm, the business centre, all the houses, and the workshop.
Yeah.
So really, every little part gets used, and it's you know, a very economical way of working, really. And obviously then we regenerate the wood, we put deer fencing up, there's a lot of deer down here, and then we replant.
And this isn't just the trip reserved for VIPs or members of the press. James and his team will bring clients who are looking for a unique piece into these woods.
When we actually bring people down is, they can't believe that we can actually, they say, oh, we love that tree there, and we actually fell it. There's really, it's very, very difficult to explain, but I can see the features within the tree. You know, I spend ages when I come down here, as I think, you know, like there's a job here, I want this kind of look or whatever.
Yeah.
I've got to kind of pick the right tree for what we're doing. Yeah, so it's quite an art to it, really. And, you know, I don't think anyone could train you.
Yeah.
You've just got to have that imagination.
Yeah.
It's a pretty unique idea and experience, and they can turn the woods into all sorts of different things.
Yeah, well, this is just one section of what we do, really. It's the rustic range. But we can turn the wood into either a tree, into your house. But what we tend to do is we strip the bark and then highly polish it and sand it. And then, obviously, we can then mill it and make, you know, really modern furniture. But the thing is, what we do is that woodland isn't all about what we do. You know, the woodland is one side of our business, because we're obviously a construction company and a bespoke joiners. So I get a very good response from it, really, because I think it's because it's economical and people like the fact that we utilise everything in the wood. Mm. Nothing goes to waste. It's healthy for the woodland. And, you know, it's really kind of diversifying in farming, really, because it is kind of classed as the farm.
Once you've had your trip into the Hairsign Bespoke Woods, you'll then be taken down to the Woodland Workshop, where James and the team will
make them a cup of tea on our stove, just basically show them the plan of the woods and everything that we manage.
It gets you feeling like you're outside, and also sees some of the kind of work that you can do, because this all feels very like what you do with the trees.
It is, yeah, and I think it gives people a good opinion of what we're about, really. Good quality workmanship and sustainable. I think it's very important to us that we utilise everything and nothing goes to waste, and it's great that actually people can physically see how we operate.
So if you'd like to see more of what Hairsign Bespoke creates, and perhaps even find out about getting your own trip into the woods of Sickling Hall, visit their website at hairsignbespoke.co.uk.